Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Mem Zayin. We are on page Reish Aleph. We're about to turn on to page 402. Simen Shin Mem Zayin is Al Eza Hotzah Chayev Min HaTorah. What Hotzah is going to be an Isser Daraisa. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Min HaTorah Eino Chayev Elo Kesha'oker Chayfetz Mirshus HaYochid V'Hinicho Mirshus HaRabim. The Oraisa, one is not going to be chayiv unless he uproots an item in the Rishus HaYachid and he places it down in the Rishus HaRabim, or he does the opposite. So that we know already. Avol, however, Pasha Yado Lifnim V'Chefetz B'Yado. If he's standing outside and he sticks his hand inside the house with an item inside his hand, Unetolo Chaveiro Ha'omi B'Fnim, and his friend who is inside takes the item from him, Oshe Poshe Yado Lachutz, or he places his hand outside, V'chevitz B'yado, the item is in his hand, Unetolo Chaveiro Ha'omid Bachutz, and his friend takes it from him, and his friend is standing outside. In those two cases, Sheze Okar V'ze Hiniach, one person did the Akira, the picking up, and one did the Hanocha, the placing down, Shnei and Peturim. In that case, they are both Pater. Aval Aser Lasos came with the Rabbanan. Again, these cases, even though it's Pater Aval Aser, it would be an Isid Rabbanan. The Posha Yado Lufnim V'Chevitz B'Yado. A person stuck his hand inside and he had something in his hand. V'Hinicho L'Toch Yad Chaver Ha'om V'Lufnim, and he placed it inside his friend's hand that was inside. Oshe Posha Yado Lufnim, where he stuck his hand inside. V'Nota Chevitz M'Toch Yad Chaver, he took an item out of his friend's hand. Ha'om V'Lufnim, that was standing inside. V'Otzio Lachutz. In these cases, the one standing outside did both the Akira and the Hanocha. Hu Chayuv v'chaveru potra aval aser. So the one who did the Akira and the Hanocha is Chayuv. The other one who did neither the Akira nor the Hanocha, he's going to be potra aval aser. We'll see exactly why. If the other one did everything, why is he aser? V'afilu im ha'omid b'chutz hu eino Yehudi. Even if the one who is outside, who is doing the Akira and the Hanocha, is a goy, it's still going to be aser to be helping him in any way, as we'll see. Mipneishu kenosno amanas lehotzi. Because it looks like it's as if you're giving it to him, amanas that he takes it out, so it's like you're asking him to do malacha for you. V'hu adin lehotzi yado lachutz v'nicho b'yar chavero. The same thing is true to take something Lahotzi Yado Lachutz, to place his hand from inside to outside and place the item biyad chaver ha'omid b'chutz, oshen notel miyad chaver ha'omid b'chutz, or taking an item from your friend who's outside v'hichnes b'fnim and you bring it inside, sha'omid b'fnim chayev, the one who's standing inside who's doing the akira and the anoch is chayev shu okar v'niach, v'ha'omid b'chutz potter aval aser. The one standing outside will be potter aval aser, and now we'll see the Mishabura that will clarify everything. Says the Mishabura Sekatan Aleph. We said in the beginning of the Mechaber that only if you do both, an Akira and Rosh Hashayach, and Hanoch and Rosh Hashayach, and vice versa, only then you are Chai Daraisa. Sheze Nikra Malacha Shlema. Zat HaChavetz Chaim, if you do both the Akira and Hanoch, that's called the full Malacha. Sha'okar HaChefetz Mirshuze, that you lifted up the item, you uprooted the item from this Rishus, V'Niach Mirshus Acher, and you place it down another Rishus. Avalim Eino Ose Elachatzi Malacha, but if you only do half a Malacha, O Shenasis HaMalacha Shlema Yidei Shnayim, or a full Malacha was done through two people together, sheze oker veze meniach, one lifts it up and one places it down. So then peturim, shekein darshu rabuseinu zal mekroy beperakam de Shabbos. It's a drasha that Chazal make in the Gemara in the first week of Shabbos. Midiksiv gabi chiyuv chatos. The pasuk says by the chiyuv of a chatos, me'am ha'aretz ba'asosa, from a person of the land when he does it. And we darshim, ha'o says kulo chayiv chatos. Only one who does the whole malacha is chayiv chatos. V'lo ha'o says miktsasa, not one who only does part of a malacha. Yachid va'asa osa chayiv. An individual who does the malacha is chayiv. Shnayim va'asu osa pturim. But two people who do a malacha together is pater. So if you just do half the malacha, no one does the rest, you're pater. If you do the whole malacha together with someone else, you're both going to be pater. Mikomakom midrabanan aser. But still in all those cases, midrabanan is still going to be aser. Because shema yavo ko echad ve'echad lasas malacha shlema. We're worried if you do part of the malacha, you might come to do the whole malacha. So only if you do the entire malacha, the akira and the Nocha, your chayev chatos is an isa daraisa. If you do half a malacha or you do part of a malacha with someone else together and the full malacha gets done, in all those cases, it will be patra aval aser. We're worried that it might lead you to do a full malacha. Sifkatan beis, kesha okir achayfis mishus ayachid. The Mechaber's case of the Daraisa is you uproot an item from Rosh Hashayachin and place it down in Rosh Hashayachin. That you should know. The shame Akira lavdafka kishokar achefetz ma'al gabe karka mamish. When we talk about an Akira uprooting an item, it does not have to be that you pick it up from the ground. El afilu im hoya achefetz munal bebegodov. Even if the item is resting on your garments, shalavush bohen the Erev Shabbos, that you were wearing from before Shabbos, unetalo misham, and you took it from your pocket, upashad yado lachutz, and you placed it outside, v'nicho b'sharab, and you put it down, gamkin chayv, you're also chayv. Demashaya munach b'tchila b'kiso, because that which the item was resting in the beginning in your pocket, choshuv kemunach agabe karka. That is ki'ilu, the item is resting on the floor. De'bigodim shu'lovash b'hem b'teilin agabe gufo. Because the clothes that a person is wearing is considered a bottle to his body. Va'nochas haguf ka'nochas chayfetz damya. And the resting of the body is like the resting of the item. So the same way if the item is on the floor, it's an akira. If the item is on your guf, it's in your pocket, that's all going to be one big akira and you pick it up from there. Umemela, kishenetalo misham choshev akira. So when you pick it up from there, it's considered an akira. V'chein kishoya achefetz munach biyodo b'Rosh Hashayachin mi'er Shabbos. The same thing is true if the item was in your hand in the Rosh Hashayachin from before Shabbos, you were holding it. Uposhe yodo lachutz v'nichol sham, and you stuck your hand out and placed in Rosh Hashayachin. Gam kein chayiv, you're also going to be chayiv. Demash shahaya munach b'tchila b'yado choshev kemunach agabe karka. That which it was in your hand when Shabbos started, that's just like it was on the ground. The yado v'gufo davar echad hu, because your hand and your body is the same thing. V'chein b'chozel inyan alcha, the same thing is true when it comes to that alcha kamoshi v'ur l'kamelach. We'll see later on. So the bottom line of this mishabur over here is that an akira doesn't have to be from the floor, it could be from your pocket, it could be from your hand, anything that you're taking it from the place where it was stationary, you're picking it up, that is an akira, and by placing it down, doing the hanocha, same thing, it doesn't have to be put on the ground, as we'll see, and we saw in the mechaber, putting it in someone else's hand would be the same thing, that also would be considered a hanocha. Continues the mishaburis of Katan Gimel. Now we go to the next case of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said again, top line of 402, Aval pasha yodu lifnim v'chefetz biyodo. You place your hand inside with an item in your hand, unetalo chaveru ha'am lifnim, and the person inside took the item from you. You did the akira outside, and someone took it from you inside. Says the Mishabur Ratzalomar, shelo nosan ha'machnis l'toch yodo. The person who put his hand did not place the item in his friend's hand. Elohu lokach mimen, or rather your friend took the item from you. So it turns out the first person only did an akira. The hanocha was done by the second person. And even if the second person who did the hanocha did not put it on the ground, he left it in his hand, hanocha chashiva, like we just saw before, that's called the hanocha. So that is the case on top of here. A person put his hand inside with an item in his hand. Someone else took it on the inside. Or the Mechaber says, he was pashi yado lachutz, he took his hand outside with something in it, and his friend took it from there. That's going to be one doing the akira, one doing the hanocha. They're both going to be potter aval aser lasos kemedir abonim. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet Aval Aser, Hatam Kanal, the reasons like we said before, that you might come to do a full malacha. V'hu adinim asa odam echad rak akira o hanocha levad. The same thing is true if one person just did an akira or hanocha, and nobody else did the other part. Gam kein asam b'drabbanon. Again, it doesn't have to be the full malacha was done. Either way, it's the rabbanon. If two people together did one the akira, one hanocha, or just one person did an akira, that alone, even though there was no hanocha done, would be an issa d'rabbanon. The next case of the mechaber, which is in the third line of 402, in pasha yadu lifnim, a person stuck his hand inside. V'chefetz biyado, when he was holding something in his hand. V'hinicho l'toch yad chavir om v'fnim. So a person took his hand from outside, inside, with an item and placed it in his friend's hand. Oshet pasha yado l'fnim, or he put his hand inside when it was empty. V'notal chefetz mitoch yad chavir, he took something out of his friend's hand. Ha'om v'fnim, was standing inside. V'otzio lachutz. Shenimtza ha'omed b'chutz levado akar v'niach. In both these two cases, the one standing outside did both the akira and the hanocha. We said he is chayiv and his friend is patra aval aser. The thing we have to figure out over here is not why he's chayiv, it's pasha, he did the akira and anocha, but why is the other person, patra aval asur, l'chore, he didn't do anything. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Hei, l'toch yad chaveri, placed in his friend's hand, v'yafa gav dekayim olon, even though we hold the bein akira, bein anocha, tzorech sheyia mokum shu arba al arba tfachim, an akira and anocha has to be from and to a place that is four tfachim by four tfachim, a hand is not that size. Yodo shel odom chashuva kedalad al dalad. So like the Mishnah Berurah, the hand of a person gets the din of dalad al dalad, it's a makum chashuv, and therefore you could be chayiv from or to a hand. Sivkotan vov. Vahotzi lochutz, you took the item outside. Vafilu im lohi nicho baretz, again, even if you didn't place the item on the ground. Hoel vahu biyodo, since it remains in your hand, harehu kemunach baretz vakanal, it's as if you put it on the ground. So why is the other person who you're giving it to or taking it from, you're doing the akira and anocha, why is he patra av l'asr? So here's the big Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin. Lo mishum iser Shabbos. When we say the person that you took it from his hand or you placed it into his hand, he's going to be patra av l'asr. It's not saying asr midin Shabbos. Elo shemachshil es chaveiro. Rather, he has assisted, he has caused a stumbling block for his friend. V'goreim lo lahotzi chefetz olachniso. And he caused his friend to take something out or bring it in. V'yesh bazeh iser Torah mishum lifnei iver. So when we say it's going to be asa, we're referring to the iser daraisa lifnei iver. He is helping someone do an aveira of Malach on Shabbos. V'im hu munach ba'ofen. And if the item was resting in a way, shem afilu lohaya biyado hayachalit lo. Let's say the item wouldn't have been in this person's hands. It would have been on the floor. The other person could have taken it out anyway. De lo ka'avar lifnei iver. You're only over on lifnei iver when you assist someone to do something that's wrong that he couldn't have done without you. That's when you're over the issur d'oraisa lifnei iver. But let's say he could have done it anyway without you. So you're not going to be over the issur d'oraisa lifnei iver. Mikom akom issur d'rabbanan ika. There is still an issur d'rabbanan. Da'afilu katan ochel nevelos bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. Because even a katan that's eating the vela, bezdin is commanded to stop him. Kol sheken gadol shelo yisayelo. Certainly a gadol, you shouldn't assist him. So this is called Misayei De'ovei Aveira. That's if a person is not over Lifnei Iver, because the person could have done it anyway, but Lamaisa, you assisted him in doing it, that's an Issur D'Rabbanan. Ulamumer La'avodos Kochavim Osir Lahoshet Gam Kein Dvar Issur Kemod L'Shai Yisrael. Someone who is going ahead and doing Avodah Zarah, he's Jewish, but he's doing Avodah Zarah, it's Osir to pass to him something that's Osir as well, just like to any other Yisrael. V'asr lahashil la'odam kalei malacha. You're not allowed to lend to your friend any kind of vessel that does malacha. Imuchoshud lasos behem malacha b'shabbos. You can't lend him your lawnmower if there's a chshash he's going to mow his lawn on Shabbos. In lo sheyesh litlo sheyase ba malachas heter. Unless you could assume that he's only going to use the item you gave him for malachas heter. V'davka b'dover amotzui. But it has to be something that's commonplace. He's going to use it for a regular, normal thing that's a reasonable thing, then it's okay. Aval im ha-malach ha-seter ein motzuri lasos, but if the malach ha-seter that he might use is so uncommon, so ein tolen, but you can't assume he's going to use it for malach ha-seter. Im lo mipnei darche shalom, unless it's because of darche shalom he wants to borrow it. If you don't lend it to him, it can cause machlokas, so because of darche shalom, that would also be okay. Od kosov. The la'uved kochavim leka isr l'sayeya b'midei da'asr lo k'mo ever menachai. The Magen Avraham writes further that for a guy, there is no isser of helping him do something that's asr for him. For example, one of the Shulam Mitzvahs Neinoch is Eivir Menachai. A guy can't have Eivir Menachai. There is no isser of assisting a guy in eating Eivir Menachai. L'rov ha-poskim. According to most poskim, im lo dekoi be'inyan she'enu yochalitlo. Unless it's a case where he could not have gotten the Eivir Menachai Eivir Menachai without you. The Shom Shayach Lifnei Iver, then it would be Shayach Lifnei Iver, and that would, yes, apply to a goy. Avol, im yesh lo Eivir Menachai mishalo, but if he has other Eivir Menachai which he could eat anyway, o she yochol liknos amokam acher, he can go buy his own Eivir Menachai, so leke isura. In a case where there would be no Lifnei Iver, because he could have done it anyway, so then just assisting him where we say by Yisrael, yabim yisayel, the over Aveira, we do not say that by a goy. However, Bebir hagra yardei asimei kufnun aleph mashma de svirle la halacha da afilu heicha di yochel liknas umakam achar gam kin aser. The gra is mashma that even if the guy can get another way, there is still an iser to be mesayei him to do an avera, which is aser for him ayin sham. V'chein pasak b'pischei tshuva sham b'shem shal tshuva samun ha-shmuel. So too paskins the pischei tshuva b'shem the amun ha-shmuel. V'chein mitzadei b'birkei Yosef sham, and also the birkei Yosef leans towards that side. The derech, new point. Derech eretz lomar al adam she'osei b'malacha. It's proper derech eretz to say to a person who's doing malacha, tislach malachtecha. Your malacha should be matzliach. Ve'afilu lo'ove gilum, even to a goy. Aval mi she'osei b'malachas iser, oser lo malokach. But a person who's doing something that's forbidden, you can't say to him, your malacha should be matzliach. Sivkoton ches. The next case in the Mechaber, the second to last line, the Mechaber said, Afilu im ha'omed b'chutzu eino Yehudi aser. Even if the one who's doing the Akira and Anocha is a goy, it's still aser. The Mechaber said, Ibneishu kenosu amanas lahotzi. It's like you're giving it to him, amanas, he takes it out. Says the Mishabura, V'im yar chaveru l'malo me'asara pater. If the hand of his friend is over 10 tfachim, so then it's going to be pater. The mikom p'turhu. That's a mokom p'tur over 10, that's going to be okay. V'yesh chokim, some argue and say, no, even if his hand's over 10, his goof is less than 10, so that's not going to be a mokom p'tur, that's going to be usher. Hazorek v'nekar chaveru m'mekomo v'kiblu. Now he brings out a few different gemaras, interesting gemaras. So Ruvain throws something, and then Shimon picks himself up, and he goes and he catches the item that Reuven threw. Shneim pturim. They're both going to be potter. Harishon, the first one, Reuven who threw it, mishum delois aved hanocha mikocho. Because the hanocha did not happen from his koach. He just threw something, and he planned on having a land. Now someone caught it on the way, so that was not planned by the first one, so he's going to be potter because there was no hanocha mikocho. Shasheni chatofo v'emtzali chaso. The second guy grabbed it as it was traveling. So that's why the first one's putter. Vasheni is going to be putter. Mishum de lo asarak hanocha. All he did was hanocha. He didn't do the akira, so therefore he's going to be putter as well. V'imrots hu atzmo v'kivlo. A person throws a frisbee, and then he goes ahead and he runs and he catches his own frisbee. Hareza safek imchayiv. Again, if it goes from one rishas to another rishas, or daramas in rishtarabim, so that would be a safek if he's chayiv. After osa gam hanocha batzmo. Even though he did the akira and he did hanocha, Efsher she'ein ha'anocha gemura ad she'yanuach b'mokom sh'hayol anuach b'shas akira. It could be, even though he did the akira and the hanocha, but it could be the hanocha of the akira is only if it falls down the natural way that it should have fallen down, not that he runs and catches it afterwards. It's possible that he's not going to be chayev even though he did both. Next case. Top line of Reish Beis. Hazorek me'rishus harabim l'rishus harabim. One throws from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim, v'Rishus HaYochid be'emtza, and it goes to the airspace of the Rishus HaYochid, omer Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaYochid v'Rishus HaRabim be'emtza, or he throws from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid through the Rishus HaRabim. Both those cases is potter. V'im holach ha'chefet shtei amos b'Rishus HaRabim zeh. If he threw it from Rishus HaRabim A to Rishus HaRabim B through Rishus HaYochid, and it traveled 2 amos in Rishus HaRabim A, u'shtei amos b'Rishus HaRabim shem Eivra Hasheni. So it went through 2 amos of the first Rishus HaRabim, and then it traveled 2 more amos in the second Rishus HaRabim. Harei zeh chayiv, that person will be chayiv for sending something 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim. Sha'rishuyos mitzarfos. Those 2 rishuyos of Rishus HaRabim, 2 amos over here, 2 amos over there, joined together to be mechayiv him. Hamoshit mirishus hayochid or rishus hayochid derech rishus harabim. One who passes something from rishus hayochid A to rishus hayochid B through a rishus harabim, b'diyot te'echad on one side of the street, like the picture in note number 12. You're passing an item from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid over Rishus HaRabim on one side of the street. It means to say that both of these Rishus HaYochid are standing on one side of the street. Or Rishus HaRabim mafsik bein shtei Rishus HaYochid. And there is, between those 2 houses, a Rishus HaRabim that is passing through. So you're going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid over Rishus HaRabim, but you're on the same side of the general Rishus HaRabim. Afilu l'malu me'asar Rishum Makom Ptur. Even if you're passing the item like in the picture over 10 tfachim, which is normally considered Makom Ptur, in this case you will be chayiv. If it's b'shtei diotos, this is picture 14, we're doing it across the street, Tahainu, Sheshnei Rosh Hashayachid Omdim Zek Keneged Zeh. Here, Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Abi are across a street, and there's a Rabban between them. They're not side by side, they're across the street. In that case, you're Pater. The first case, you're Chayiv. The second case, you're Pater. Even if you do it less than 10, you're going to be putter when it's across the street. Ayin shom b'gemara hatam. Look over there in the Gemara for the reason. The reason is, because again, the way they did it in the Midbar when they were traveling with the Mishkan is like picture 12. They were on the same side and they were passing things and they were not doing it across the Rosh Hashanah like in picture 14. Therefore, in case number, picture 12, you'll be chayiv. In picture 14, you will be putter. Posha yodu lifnim, a person stuck his hand from outside to inside the house. Vinota mayim me'al guma, and he took some water that was in a hole. V'hotzio lachutz chayiv, so he reached over, took out some water from Rosh Hashayachid, brought it out to Rosh Hashanah Mis Chayiv. Shamayim kiguf echadim, the water is considered one item. Umunochim al ha'aretz, and it's resting on the ground. So you picked up the water that was on the ground inside, and you took it outside your chayiv. However, ukeshelokeach mehen ma'at, he's continuing this case, when you take a little bit of water, kemo she'oker min hakarka, even though there's still water remaining, it's like you're uprooting the water from the ground. So that's why when you take the water from the ground and Rosh Hashanah can bring out the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayiv. Avlim notal peros o shemen mi'al gabe amayim. But if you reached your hand in and you took the fruit that was in the water, or the oil that was on the water, and you brought it outside, in that case you're going to be potter. Why? Shemashayu munochim al gabe amayim lo havi anocha. Since that was not on the ground, that was on the water, that was on the ground, you're going to be potter. So taking the water out and bringing it outside, even only part of the water, you're chayiv, because the water is munach on the ground. But taking the fruit that are on the water, that's on the ground, that's already not considered a hanocha, and therefore taking it's not considered an akira, and therefore you will be putter. Since there was no hanocha, it was not considered resting on the ground, and you picked it up, it's not considered an akira. Sifkotan tes. The last point that we saw in the Mechaber was, you took something from your friend's hand that was outside, v'hichnis lefnim, you brought it inside. The person inside is chayiv. Shehu akar v'iniach. You did the akira and the hanocha. The ha'omed b'chutz pater av l'aser. The one outside is pater av l'aser. We said before he's really aser because of lifnei iver. Says the mishaburis of katan tes. Va'afilu im ha'omed b'fnim haya nochri. Even if the person inside doing the akira and the hanocha is a goy, gam kei ha'omed b'chutz yesh isra lov. Still, the one who is outside allowing him to do it has an iser. When they see you allowing a guy to do it, it looks like the guy is doing this akira and hanocha and this carrying outside through a shlichas of the Israel, and therefore that's going to be usher. That concludes Simen Shin Mem Zayin. Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow we'll begin Simen Shin Mem Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.